I think that's true, actually. I know, I was talking to the president one time about that.
And I guess I would, I shouldn't go without talking about Simon Fraser, because I've been involved with the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society, who feel that Simon Fraser should return the land that was gifted to them 27 years ago, and at least that land that they're not using. Simon Fraser, I remember when it came, and Alan Emmett and the council of the day, I thought it was a tremendous thing. And they certainly have been good for our community. I think it's unique in Burnaby. It's one of those things that we have that belongs to Burnaby, if you will. I know that it's Simon Fraser University, and I know there are all kinds of students that come from other parts of Canada and the world, but our children can go there. My son went, and we can go up and use the library on occasion. We go to see the artistic offerings that they have. We go and see the basketball team or the soccer team playing. So Simon Fraser has been a very rich part of our community. And
do you think that we need to, the municipality and the university need to sort of get together and work on more joint things? There seems, some people have said that you know, there seems to be that distance between the universities.
There is. And it's too bad. And we see it at the school board level too, Rod. I just think that there is no reason why the school facilities can't be used 24 hours a day. And they're not used 24 hours a day. Lots of times are not being used because principals have simply blocked out times that they'll never use. There's also members within the school board bureaucracy who don't want to take the trouble to have these facilities. There are also members within the Parks and Recreation Commission bureaucracy who really rather see a true recreation center than the use of a school. So there's improvements that can be made with between Simon Fraser University and the Council of Burnaby and the citizens of Burnaby. And I'm sure that you have had this said to you, what we need to do is have more of an information network. But the information network we have in Burnaby is so much better than it was 10 years ago, it's incredible.
Right.
You know, we have the two newspapers,
uh-huh.
Who are doing a great job. We have Channel 4, and you know, even CBC from time to time will mention Burnaby, which I wouldn't a few years ago.
Well, somebody was saying to me once that you know, all we have to do now is get BCTV to acknowledge that their studios are actually in Burnaby and not Vancouver, and then we'll really have it put it on the map.
Yes, yes.
Because they always apparently say, was speaking to you from Vancouver or something.
Yes.
I haven't watched it, but so I guess when they close or they open or something, brought to you from Vancouver, and it's really down on Lake City Drive there. But, well, certainly perhaps that closer liaison between the university and the community, perhaps the type of project I'm doing is maybe one of those things.
Yes.
Gradually can expand on that sort of as a matter of an aside, the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society is maybe just talk about that. It was formed fairly recently,
about 2 years ago, by a fellow called Dean Lamont, and he made me aware, as he has many citizens, that the conservation areas that were rezoned up there in 1975 were rezoned by the municipality of Burnaby unilaterally without any recourse to Simon Fraser or discussion with them. And it was a method to try and have Simon Fraser understand that these lands were coveted and should be held for parkland. Yeah. And we had a meeting a week ago Thursday, and I was really very pleased. There were 42 people that came, and we didn't have much time to advertise. We just put some notices up at community halls and in the libraries, and I think we got one in Peak. There weren't very many from Simon Fraser, but you must know Colin. He's a professor at in geology at Simon Fraser.
Oh, Colin Crampton.
Yes, Colin Crampton. Well, he heads an organization called IMPACT, who are also interested in the Simon Fraser conservation lands, if you will.
So you're out to do, what is Preservation Society's goal on these lands, to have them maintained?
What we'd like to see is Simon Fraser dedicate those lands outside the Ring Road as parkland, the same as we're doing with Burnaby Mountain now. The corporation will do that this fall by referendum. That means if you're going to use it for other than park purposes, that you must go back to the electorate and you must get two-thirds majority, and then eventually it must be also passed by the provincial government, by the cabinet. So it means that green space will be there for future generations. The thinking behind the Preservation Society, and also mine as well, is that in 1965, whenever we gave this piece of land to Simon Fraser for university purposes for $1, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't realize 27 years ago how valuable green space would become, how necessary, not for the land values that are there, but for the human, physical and mental well-being of our citizens. And not just Burnaby citizens, but the people in Coquitlam and the surrounding communities. And Simon Fraser has said that they want to keep their options open. And that, of course, is not acceptable. Any option other than parkland, I don't think, is a correct one. And people have been using the mountain for a number of years, and it's something we should have. I think there's legal precedent involved with the Spirit Lake or Spirit Park just being created around the University of British Columbia. And I think that it would behoove Simon Fraser University to sit down either with the citizens of Burnaby or the municipality and the council and decide what they should do with those lands. If there are areas there that they feel they need more, or they want to have outdoor classrooms, and I think there should be outdoor classrooms all around that mountain. You can certainly do it in geology and forestry and a number of other areas. So, but at the present time, they're just not talking.
Is part of the land that that we want to preserve, is that part where they also want to put this village?
No, the village was going to go inside the ring road. There's really no problem with the university expanding to double its size inside the ring road. I don't know, how many are there now, Rod? 15,000?
15,000, I think that's something colossal. No room to move.
When Ian Brooker, a young fellow that started in the first, he was the first graduating class out of Simon Fraser, we were talking about it, and the size of the university was never going to be bigger than 3,200, because, you know, they didn't want to be like this great monolithic UBC. And now, of course, it's up to 15,000.
But mind you, I think that 15,000 figure includes the downtown and some of the Fraser Valley. But nevertheless, we're still very proud. I taught classes there last fall, TA classes there last fall, where the two of the students had to either sit on the floor or the windowsill.
Yes.
There was no chairs for them to sit on.
Well, there's a tremendous need, a physical need for education, you know. People want it and need it, and there certainly should be ability to expand. I can see the university, though, being one of the most unique in the world. Surrounded by a 2,000-acre park, you know?
A beautiful view.
Oh, yes. I have a friend in Australia who raped a mountain and put a ski village on top of it. And I guess that's about the craziest thing I ever heard of, you know? Why put the ski village where all the snow is and where all the skiing is?
Right.
I think Simon Fraser is in a perfect spot.
I lived in a residence there for 3 years, myself and my family. We had a wonderful view, best view in the whole of the line.
Yes. This southern slope here, above the 500-foot mark, just above Trans Mountain Pipeline there, there's no question that that's buildable. And there's a lot of money involved. You know, listen, UBC figure that they're going to make $300 million worth of profit from these high-rise apartments that they're building.
All the development.
Yes. And that's available to Simon Fraser. But it's going to be very difficult to do any construction there with the people that are involved. The citizens have always felt that that mark above 500, there would be no more building except for Simon Fraser. Certainly no residential building. And that has not been so as far as Simon Fraser is concerned.
So at this point in time, then, the land that wants to have to be preserved as green space really doesn't affect any plans they currently have then?
No. But, you know, 50 years from now, Rod, things could change dramatically.
But if they built a village on the left inside the ring road, how much land would that leave them to expand as far as university buildings and...
Well, what
things are concerned, would it leave them any, or would
Is
that when they would have to start?
No, there's quite a bit of land available yet to expand. The village would take some of it. Eventually, if it keeps growing, a village would use that land inside the ring road more quickly.
Well, there is about two or three stages to that village plan. I think there's an initial one, and then there's sort of stage 2 and then stage 3. Stage 3 is finished, to my knowledge, and about 5,000 people. Then.
That's right. 5,000 to 6,000 people, depending on how many were in the families.
Right. I know. I
Yes.
All of those places where you're going to have stations is going to just boom the large number of people. That'll probably bring in another 100,000 people or something.
Yes.
Well, Burnaby right now is third largest. Is it?
Yes, I think they'd be third. I think it's Vancouver, Surrey, and Burnaby. I'm not sure what's happening at Delta, but I don't think they've made it yet.
I know in terms of actual voters, Burnaby Kingsway, I think, is the second largest federal riding.
Yes.
It's 99,000 registered voters or something like that.